tried everything I could to be in Ann Arbor tonight, but it is impossible. But I know that so many of John Sinclair's friends will be with you, that my absence will be more keenly felt by me than by anyone else. Yet I could not let the night go by without at least making this tape, unsatisfactory as it is, to give some concrete form to my devotion to John and the cause which he symbolizes and represents. John is in jail for two essential reasons. First of all, he is a political person who calls into question the validity of the superstate which seeks to control all of us and to destroy those it cannot readily dominate. Secondly, his harsh sentence dramatizes the absurdity of our marijuana laws, which are irrational, unjust, and indefensible. Recently, the National Institute of Mental Health submitted to the Congress its 176-page report, Marijuana and Health, which comes to the conclusion that, quote, for the bulk of smokers, marijuana does not seem to be harmful, end quote. Yet it is made a crime in every state, with penalties ranging in severity from life to 6 months in jail. On the other hand, conventional cigarettes can be legally sold as long as they bear a legend on the package that they can cause serious illness or death. I think it's about time for young people to unite to destroy these marijuana laws, and the best place to start is with John Sinclair, because he symbolizes their severity and harshness and irrationality. If we can reach a point in this country where these ridiculous laws which cause so much damage to young people, to their careers, to their future progress in American society, and to American society itself, then perhaps we can come to the day when this will be a rational and a decent and an open and a clean society. John symbolizes all of these things, all of these goals to me. And I just wish to God that I were there and could express it in person myself. In closing, I want to say something which is not my own, but the words of another man, and which I think in effect crystallizes for me the meaning of John Sinclair and the struggle which has, for this moment at least, made him a victim of the injustice and irrationality of our society. It's a poem written by Julius Lester, and which I first read when I was in Michigan a year or so ago. And it's a poem which, while it doesn't mention John directly, certainly by inference, refers to him. It's a poem to all of us. It's a call to all of us. It's a mandate to all of us that we must remain close together, that we must unite in collective self-defense, that we must spring up for every one of us that is in any way attacked by this monstrous, corrupt society of ours. It's really a call to collective self-defense, not to ideological similarity, not to tactical or strategic sameness, but to the fact that we must defend ourselves just as we did in front of the grand juries. And that when one is attacked, all are attacked. And if we can learn this fundamental lesson, perhaps we will avoid what the German nation went through 3 decades ago, when it simply could not learn the meaning of the parable of collective defense. Here is Julius Lester's poem, which in essence calls for such a union on the level of defending ourselves and defending every brother and sister across the land, whatever their race, whatever their political views, whatever their ideologies, but to defend them as if we ourselves were being attacked. Julius writes as follows, and I'm sure many who hear this will recall some of the incidents and some of the people involved in those incidents which are recounted in this poem. Here is the poem. These are not the times to take your friends for granted, to assume that they will always be there. by the poets and artists and musicians who are responsible for the spirit and soul of the revolution, that when you finish this poem, you are to call your brothers and sisters and in your own way make them know that you love them, that because of their love, you have become more you. Let them know, for 5 minutes from now, you may never have the opportunity again. All power to the people.
Oh my goodness.
Mr. Sinclair, can we ask you your plans right now?
Oh, I'm going home, man. Oh, we gotta get Skippy in there, Bob.
Really? What are your hopes right now?
Oh, man, just to keep this going, man. This is good here.
Are you confident of staying free? Do you think you're gonna stay free?
Oh, I ain't gonna say that again, man. I get my ring, man. They take your wedding ring and shit in here.
After all the trouble you've gone through, Mr. Sinclair, how do you feel about marijuana now? Do you still feel
it? I smoke some joints, man. Hey.
Have your attorneys told you anything about your...
I heard it on the radio. I heard it on WRIF today.
Have you been advised at all by your attorneys on what to do?
No.
Let's go back home.
Yeah, let's go home.
Sure, man. Look around you. This is why they did it, because they have to.
Right. Just like Friday night in Ann Arbor.
Right.
15,000 of us.
Jeff did it, you know.
15,000 of us.
Ready to go home now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo. We shall return, though.
What is this thing,
John, will you see reporters tomorrow? Will you see reporters tomorrow?
Call up, maybe.
Okay.
Let's go.
Welcome home, John!
You're finally successful getting John out of jail. How you feel, Dave?
Pretty good. How do you think I feel?
Just have to let everybody out there know.
I feel like for the first years we can do.
Okay, Carl, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, what do you want me to say?
How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. We've been struggling to change that law for 6 years, man. We were crazy 6 years ago, you know. 3 years ago, I was put in the penitentiary for saying they should change the law. Now the governor and the Supreme Court and all them, maybe they'll start listening to what we're saying about everything else.
You gotta keep up the fight?
Yeah, we're gonna keep struggling. One of the main things I want to do is expose this snake pit that they run here, you know.
That was it.
Hello?
John, okay, here's John. You're on tape now.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, John?
Yeah!
Great! So there you are, right?
Right!
Here we are!
Really?
Great!
Yes.
So what happened?
I don't know, man. They just told me to go.
It's beautiful! Great!
That thing, you know, it did it, man.
It's beautiful. beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan, man, granted a bond on their own motion.
Beautiful.
They made it up themselves.
Great. Very several of them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great, isn't it?
How's Yoko?
Oh, she's fine. They excused her.
Oh, great, very good.
Hello, John.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Well, look, we're so glad, and it really gave us hope and everything.
Hey,
I mean, you know, it became like history, right?
Really? I heard you on the radio.
Well, because it gave us all an incentive, you see. The people in New York and all that were very down mood.
Yeah.
When we came here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we felt like this large generation is over and nothing's going to happen, right?
Right.
But we can start all over again, right?
It's beautiful. It was a victory, man, just like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's never too late to start, you see.
Right.
It's great. I'm so glad. Were you listening when we were singing? And
I heard it.
I'm sorry, it wasn't.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I mean, musically, it wasn't so hot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was the message, right?
It was beautiful.
Just wait a second.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
The message is the music, right?
Yeah.
So, what happens next?
I don't know, man. I gotta see what's going on out here, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, we can't wait to meet you. We'll have a celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as Jerry gets back.
Jerry go.
He's working somewhere, you know, in Dakota somewhere speaking.
Oh,
he's
back
on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's today, Monday?
As soon as he gets in, we'll get him to call, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, man.
It's so great, you know. We couldn't believe it happened today.
I couldn't either.
It's unbelievable. What did they do? Suddenly call you and say,
yes.
You can go?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I heard it on the radio.
You heard it. You could go?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Yoko wants to say something again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
And what did your inmates say?
Oh, they were happy.
They couldn't believe it, right?
Oh, I wanted to bring them all with me, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But they couldn't go. But they were happy.
You know,
they're happy,
they
see? They follow all of this, you know?
I understand. And, we hope that you're the first one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
right.
Like the start of many, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Because we can really do it, see?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just good to have lots of people, you know,
really?
With us. In other words, it's the number really counts, you know?
Right.
Say if you had, one-tenth of the world, for instance.
Right.
That'll move it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, look, please give my love to your family.
Yeah, do you want to say hi to Wendy?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to talk to her.
She's right here.
That's from us too. You know,
yeah.
Like John wants to say love. Give
good,
love
good,
to.
Good, good. She's right here.
Okay.
Hello, Yoko.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
I mean, can you believe it?
Well, just fine. I didn't believe it when I first heard it. I had to have it verified.
Yeah,
by the court. It just happened too fast, you know.
Yeah, but well, you must meet then. You know?
Yeah.
We should get together.
Oh, yes.
As soon as possible.
Yes, beautiful, yes.
Yeah. Were you there? I mean, you know, when you were there at the concert, how did you feel?
Oh, I felt fine, but I was just so tired. I missed about half the show.
Oh, really?
And we had been up for so many hours before.
Uh-huh.
But it was just so beautiful. I was. You know, I didn't even know what to tell reporters. I was feeling so high.
Yeah, but I'm so glad, you know, this
thoughtful.
Happened, really.
Yeah, that was the most beautiful thing that happened in such a long time, you know.
Yeah, right.
But
you want to say hello to John?
What? Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hi, John.
Hi, Lenny.
Oh, God, thanks, man. Thanks for doing this.
It was all of us. It's just great, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, God, this is so perfect.
Nobody can believe it.
It's true.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we got to sit down and talk, you know.
Yeah, we'll meet soon as you know, within the next couple of days, right?
Yeah, what is that record you're making?
We're just recording David Peel at the moment. We're just finishing off his album. You know?
Oh, you are?
We've been producing him of late.
Oh.
And we just finished an album, you know, Everybody's Smoking Marijuana. The album's called Pope Smokes Dope, you know.
Is it on Apple Records?
I guess it will be an Apple record in the end, yeah.
Oh, we're far.
It's really beautiful, you know.
Say hello to David,
I'll say bye-bye now. I'll give our love to John and everybody there.
Okay, I will.
And we'll be in touch with you in a couple of days soon. We're really waiting for Jay to get back. He said hold everything till he gets back.
Okay.
And he's getting back on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, sure.
So
sure.
We'll get in touch then.
We got enough to talk about anyway.
Good, good. So we, nobody can believe it. I was calling all over the world, you know.
Oh, no.
Nobody can believe it. It's incredible.
Well,
yeah, so the apathy is no good, right?
Really?
It's just beautiful.
It's just worked. It just worked so nice.
Oh, we're so happy for you, really.
Okay,
thank you. Both of you. It's just beautiful.
Thanks a lot.
It's just
you
beautiful.
Too. You did it. You know?
We all
you
did
know?
We all did it.
Right.
Well,
okay.
From both of us. We say bye-bye now.
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see
bye-bye.
You soon. Bye-bye.
Love you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, hello, this is John, and I'm with Yoko here, and she'll talk in a minute. I just want to say we're coming along to John Sinclair, rally or whatever it is, to say hello. I won't be bringing a band or nothing like that, because I'm only here as a tourist, but I'll probably fetch my guitar, and I know have a song that we wrote for John, so that's that. Well, I'll say we'll be there on the Friday, and here's your good say hello.
It's not a rock concert. We're really thinking in terms of a John Sinclair.